Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And we're asking you to extend your hearts and warm hearts as well to our next guest, Shai Dickman. And who is Shai? Well, she is Carmel Gatt's cousin. Carmel is still being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. And it's unimaginable. I have no idea how the family continues, how they put one foot in front of the other, how they don't allow themselves to be tormented daily. Let's speak to Shai and get that view. Shai, good morning. I'm not going to ask you how you are because I have no idea if you can even answer that question.
Thank you, Howard. I'm used to say I hope for the better, and actually this is true.
Right. We discovered the other day, we were playing, who was it, Bon Jovi, and with a song, Living on a Prayer. And then we decided, well, maybe that's the answer. How are you? Well, living on a prayer, because that is to some extent, I would imagine, what a family like yours is going through at this stage.
Yeah. So maybe I'll tell you a little bit about how Carmel
happened
on October 7th to our family. Carmel is a 39-year-old, beautiful woman. She's my beloved cousin. She's an occupational therapist, and she's this kind person that would always listen to you wholeheartedly. She'd give you the best advice, and she'd leave whatever she's doing to come and give you a hand or a hug. She has the warmest, longest hug, which I miss the most.
She,
on October 7th. Yeah.
No, tell us what happened on October. No, just give us a sense of where she was, what happened on the day.
Yeah. So on October 1st, Carmel came from a trip to India. It was important to my aunt, her mother, Kineret, that the whole family gathers on Simchat Torah together, the Jewish holiday. Mm. And Carmel and her two brothers, together with her brother's wife and child, being a half-year-old daughter, Geffen, they all gathered and ate together, had the meal together, and then stayed the night.
Where was that?
In Kibbutz Be'eri.
Be'eri.
It was 5 kilometers from Gaza. It's a beautiful kibbutz in which my whole family used to live in. And on October 7th, thousands of terrorists infiltrated the kibbutz, and bombing started at 6:30 in the morning. The whole family went into the safe room. And we have a picture from October 7th morning. It was taken by Geffen's mother, Carmel's sister-in-law, Yarden. She took a picture of Carmel reading a book to Geffen.
That morning.
That very morning, yes. I'll show it to you, but
don't worry.
Anyone else can see. But we are glad that we have this photo of her, knowing that even in this time of stress, she was able to give Geffen this feeling of security. And at 10 o'clock, Kineret, Carmel's mother, she went out of the safe room to bring everybody water, and her father came out of the safe room to go to the toilet. And from the window of the kitchen, Kineret saw the terrorists. Some of them were carrying weapons, and some were not, but she realized, and she managed to warn her husband to hide himself. She shushed him with her finger on her lips, and she told him to hide himself. And this is what he did. And she saved his life, because a moment afterwards, the terrorists came into the house and they took Kineret. And after they took Kineret, they came back. And this time, they came for Carmel. And we know today that they took Carmel from the same path as they took Kineret. And Carmel saw her mother's body lying on the grounds of the kibbutz. Was the last thing that she saw before she was taken to Gaza.
To replay this day over and over, which is what you're doing, in order to raise awareness, to make sure that people understand this. It's got to re-traumatize you every time you picture the story, you tell the story, you think of Kinneret, you wonder what's happening in Gaza. How do you do this? How do you manage?
You know, Howard, I'm not the subject here. First, telling you this is also my hope that Carmel will hear it in some way. And she might hear who's still alive, her father Eshel, who saw the whole scene from the window of the toilet. He survived and he was rescued. And I know that knowing this will make her stronger and help her survive another day until we're able to rescue her in a deal. And Alon, her brother, and his wife Yarden, and her beloved niece Geffen, they were also taken. They were kidnapped, and Alon and Yarden, at really the bravest moment that I can even imagine, they decided to run away from the running car. And even though the terrorists were shooting at them, they decided that they will run for their lives. And Yarden realized that the best chance of her daughter to survive is if she hands Geffen to Alon. And he told him, run and save her. And he did. And Alon and Geffen are safe with us since that day, but Yarden was recaptured. She was taken into Gaza. And after 54 days, she was released on the deal. And just for the chance that Carmel will be able to hear that Yarden came back on this deal, and that Alon is alive, and Geffen is alive, and her father is alive, and knowing that there is a chance to come back home safe, then it's worth everything. And now there's an opportunity, Howard. There's a deal on the table that we believe will be the deal in which we'll see Carmel coming back, and her father will be able to hug her. And we will see 120 hugs of the people that have been away from home for so many days and so many nights in which I have no idea what they've been through. And it's worth it all.
Shai, a lot of our listenership is quite wide here in South Africa. We have Jewish, non-Jewish. We've got people who aren't supportive of Israel, who are, in fact, maybe even friends of Hamas. We've got government members who listen, who do have a connection with Hamas. We know that. It's been shown over and over again. What is your message to the South African government who maybe can have an influence, to people who tell us that the stories are lies? What is your message to them?
So I'd like to tell you that the hostages represent 24 nations and 5 religions, and all 120 people are held in the hands of terrorists. And I think it's a humanitarian issue. I think not one human being doesn't want them back home. I think everybody thinks that a person that was taken from their house, from their safe place, and is held in the hands of terrorists must be released and come back home. I want to tell you that our family is family that all we want is peace. I speak Arabic, Carmel speaks Arabic. We always wanted to live in peace with our neighbors, and I still believe it's possible. I do with all my heart. I think that it can be reached, and we need the help of the world so that a terror organization will not rule citizens and will not hold in their hands innocent people. You know, Yarden, when she came back, she told us about the feeling of being a woman alone in captivity,
unimaginable,
in the hands of terrorists. And she said that every single moment, you can't know what they are going to do to you. And you know that whatever they ask you to do, you have to say yes, because your food is dependent on them, your life is dependent on them, and your chance to come back home. And brave Amit Susanna, which is a 40-year-old woman, the age of Carmel, who was taken as well on October 7th, she came back, and she was brave enough to tell us about what happened to her in captivity. Anyone can watch her testimony in a movie called Screams Before Silence. And she was sexually harassed by her.
Captain.
They call themselves guards. And this happened on October 24th. Today, we are on July 9th. It's been 9 months. Every woman knows what 9 months mean. We used to think of it as a beautiful creation of life after 9 months of anticipation. But I'm horrified by the thought. What could happen now after 9 months of being held as a woman in captivity? So I'd really like to ask anyone that is listening to open their hearts, as you asked, Howard, listen to the stories and support us in our fight to get our loved ones back, as we still get the chance to see Carmel and to have her hugged by her loving father, who's been helpless for 277 days.
No words. That is where we leave it. Shai, please God, we will see Carmel being returned and coming back to her family. We can only hope and pray, and our thoughts and our love is with you.